All right. We talked earlier on about the growing popularity of fly fishing. In fact, there's just statistics that will show you that it is the fastest growing sector of the angling industry, has been over the last 5 years. And women are participating in record numbers. And this one blows my mind because I won't say I'm a fly fisherman by any means, but I have fly fished and I do periodically pick up a fly rod and cast it around. I find it difficult. I find it the weight of the rod, the length of the rod, I find it very difficult in comparison to just straight angling with spinning or bait casting equipment. So we're going to find out if that's the truth. A company called Calm Waters Fly Fishing, based in Poslanich near Guelph, offers fly fishing courses and outings for women. Joining us now is Alex Parks, who is a fly girl with about 20 years experience, and she's going to talk to us all about that this morning. Good morning, Alex. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Am I a wimp or what? I really feel that fly fishing is physically more challenging than regular angling.
You know, I have to be honest, everybody says that, and I can't lie. I can't lie to you. You know, it definitely is challenging in the beginning. You know, there's, like you just said, you know, the length of the rod, there's all of this line that's hanging around you and you're getting stuck and you're trying not to scream the whole time. You're literally standing in a rushing, raving river. You know, it's, it can definitely be intimidating, but that's what we're here for, you know, and that's why I think a lot of folks are looking to have learn to days so they can just figure it out and not be so intimidated by what it looks like.
Wow. Anyways, I love it. It's fantastic. It just dawned on me that it'd be difficult for most people to physically do it. But hey, what do I know? Have you noticed?
You know what? You know a lot.
Oh, come on now. Thank you.
Oh, you do.
I mentioned the surge in fly fishing over the last 5 years. Are you seeing that? Mm-hmm. Are you noticing that?
Oh, my gosh. It's out of control. I can't lie to you again. You know, it's so funny. I mean, we talk about it being difficult, but at the end of the day, you know, we're able to teach people how to cast and really focus on what they need to do in the first 30 minutes of learning. So, you know, the surge has been huge in terms of people contacting us and also companies. You know, people are not necessarily taking out tons and tons of clients golfing anymore, but they're calling to literally give them a brand new experience for their clients or just their teams. You know, so our corporate events are exploding right now in terms of wow, companies wanting to celebrate their teams and do something totally different. Pretty great.
Alex, what makes fly fishing, I mean, fishing is fishing is fishing. What makes fly fishing stand apart from regular angling? What is it about fly fishing that makes it so, you know, it has a different feel, a different texture than when you go out just conventional fishing?
So let me ask you, Angelo, have you ever stood in a river and without fishing, ever really stood in the middle of a living thing, trying to entice a living thing with something that you made from living fibers, and just looked around you and thought, oh my God, I am genuinely standing amongst so much life and essence, and I can feel the energy around me constantly. So the thing about fly fishing is just, you are just trying to mimic everything about life in that moment. There's nothing fake that you're using or you're thinking, and you're just you're totally immersed in massive amounts of energy, and you are putting yourself in that situation. You know, it's incredibly empowering to be able to do so. And when you actually get that fish, or you hook up and you, like I said, you scream and you're maybe chasing down the river and trying to handle it with care, and you hold this beautiful thing, and it's such an awe and empowering feeling. So I have to be honest with you. I mean, fun story. I've been fly fishing for 22, 23 years, and Just last year, somebody put a spinning rod in my hand, and I actually had no idea how to use it. It was super embarrassing. I can't lie. You know, it was really embarrassing, and I say, oh, I call myself a fishing guide, you know, and I don't know how to use it.
That is hilarious.
I've never been able to get past the fly rod and the experience of just completely immersing myself in life itself.
Wow, great story. Tell us about Calm Waters fly fishing.
Yeah, Calm Waters, I'm a little bit biased, I should say. My father is the owner and operator, and he is my mentor, my hero, and everything that encapsulates what Calm Waters is and what they do, you know? So we are, like you mentioned, we're located in Puslinch, but that's just where we live. You know, we both live 8 doors down from each other and on Puslinch Lake, and it's fantastic. And we're obviously best friends, as you might be able to tell.
Yep.
But but Calm Waters, we really focus on all areas of Southern Ontario. So one special thing about us is we don't specialize in just one particular species or river. We really make it our mission to be able to generalize and cater to the folks of Ontario and where they are. So we bomb around, you know, to the Grand River with the Trophy Browns and Fergus and Paris. You know, we hang out in the Maitland River up in Goderich, which is one of the most beautiful rivers I think I've ever been on. We spend a lot of time in the Credit as well, you know, so we're really focusing on, you know, remote and not remote areas. So people don't have to travel too far depending on where they're located. And, you know, we provide multiple services from learn to fly fish days to intermediate anglers who are really above that hump, but are looking for that next level and how to elevate themselves. And finally to people who are, you know, really experienced or international, and they need that guide to be able to, you know, make them laugh. Let's be honest. Nobody wants to go with a guide who's, you know, too serious.
Yeah. Oh, we've all experienced a few of those in our lifetimes for sure. Alex, can I ask you to, can I ask you to sit tight for a couple of minutes? I've got to take a quick break and I got so many more questions I have to ask you. So if you don't mind, just sit back, have a sip of coffee, and we'll be right back. More Journal after this. Don't you dare go away.
Hey everybody, Pete Bowman here of the Fishing Canada television show. When I'm not raising the horns, banging my head, and thrashing out the metal, I listen to Angelo and the Outdoor Journal radio show. Come on, buddy, let's go to a Slipknot concert. Rock, buddy!
He's banged his head one too many times. I think his head-banging days are long behind him, I would say.
Oh, yeah.
Raising the horns, all right. Welcome back to the program. Outdoor Journal, Sportsnet 590, The Fan, I'm Angelo Viola. He is Joe Gorskowski, Derek Brandeo, and Jessica Ellis. Part of the team here every Saturday morning, shepherding you through the outdoors. On the line with us is Alex Parks of Calm Waters Fly Fishing, who she shares with her father, who I'm assuming is the founder of that company. And they are out of Puslinch, Ontario, near Guelph, but as Alex just said, they are literally available anywhere, and I want to find out about that. Alex, you said you guys travel to all those wonderful places. Now, does somebody, like, how does this work? People call you and say, hey, listen, I want to go fish the Ganaraska River, and can you guide me there? And you just show up and meet them there? Is that pretty much how it works?
Yeah, so we, like I said, you know, we want to really cater to that experience. So a lot of people will take a look at our website, they'll book through the website or word of mouth, Instagram. You know, we get a lot of traffic through our content. And yeah, I mean, they'll shoot us an email and we'll write them, you know, a series of questions just depending on what they're looking for, right? You know, we're very open and honest about curating an experience for them specifically, so they can really get out what they're searching for, as what, you know, fly fishing really is.
And does species, like, do they say, I want to go, you know, I'll just use this as an example, but I want to go bass fishing on the Credit River, and you guys say, yep, no problem.
Yes, exactly, right? And so we'll also give them information, you know, based on which rivers are going to be best for the species that they want to go for, right? So if somebody's looking for trophy smallmouth bass, you know, let's say they live near the Credit, it's definitely in our emails and in our conversations that it's, you know, the Maitland River up in Goderich or the Saugeen up in Walkerton, that's going to be able to give you exactly what you're looking for, and smallmouth bass that are up to the 8, 10, 11-pound mark, you know, and the credit's really going to be used for awesome resident trout, and it's really tighter water. So, you know, depending on their level of experience, if they're beginners, if they're more seasoned, experienced, you know, and the type of species that they're really, really after, it's, will, like I said, curate that experience and give them the information that they need for the best possible outcome.
Are you allowed to give us an idea of what sort of costs there would be associated to something like that?
Of course, yeah. So, you know, for a Learn to Fly Fish Day, we get a lot of people now. And as you mentioned, you know, there's such a surge in interest. So a lot of people are asking about our Learn to Fly Fishing Days. And for one person, it's $225. But for two people, it's $350. So if you have a friend or a family member or somebody who would be interested in taking a leap and diving into a river, you know, it's definitely in your favor to be able to do that. And like I said, corporate events as well. So it's, again, we don't necessarily do full day or half days. It's really based on, you know, just what they're looking for and their days and the specific experience, like I said, they're looking for.
It sounds like a wonderful opportunity for folks to who are not into fly fishing to get into it, and it sounds like a wonderful opportunity for people who are into fly fishing to maybe, you know, hone up a little bit on their skills and location and all that stuff. So it's sounds great.
Absolutely.
Now, before I let you go, we talked at the beginning of the program how this seems to be particularly popular now with the female sector of the angling world. Are you finding that? And I guess you being a female would probably be attracting, you'd probably be attracting more female anglers than, say, a male instructor would?
Yeah, it depends, right? I mean, I do get a lot of folks that are, you know, they contact me and they're, let's say they're a woman and they're really interested to come out with me, of course. You know, and I also get a lot of other folks who are brand new and just learning, who think that a woman is going to be a little bit nicer. And while that's just not true, it's good to have that ability to, for them to have an option. Right. And one of my main goals is to really get the population in women specifically, knowing that they can take a leap and do something totally new. So I'm actually in the middle of starting up a not-for-profit for Ontario Fly Girls. My nice. Instagram handle is Ontario Fly Girls. So if I can bust up Ontario Fly Girls and really create a safe, honest, and genuine space for women to really hone in on their craft, you know, it's my goal to make Ontario or Southern Ontario like Colorado in the women in fly fishing sector. And it's very, very exciting. So I'm very happy about that.
Good for you. If we can help out in any way, let us know. By all
means,
put a note on our website about it as well. So
great.
Happy to help out. Great initiative. Sounds great. Folks can get more information at calmwatersflyfishing.ca. That's calmwatersflyfishing.ca. We'll have it all up on our website as well right after the program if you need more information. By the way, before I let you go, what's Dad's name?
Dad's name is Jeff Parks, he is just right now, he's a steelhead guru. So if you're interested in those spicy rainbows, definitely contact us.
Excellent. Alex, thank you very much for joining us this morning. You sound absolutely delightful. Somebody that I would love to go out and fly fish with. I'll be very frank with you.
Thank you.
So we'll have to see if we can get that going.
That would be perfect. I'd look forward to it.
Alex, thank you very much. Have yourself a wonderful weekend.
You too. Thanks so much.
Alex Parks, Calm Waters Fly Fishing from Puslinch, Ontario. Had you ever even heard of Puslinch, Ontario?
Never.
Never. Neither did I. Apparently it's near Guelph. Yeah. We'll have to check that out. Sounds great. The fact that they're mobile is really cool, because one of the problems, not problems, but most guides have a home territory, and that's where they operate from.